Like I go to Aruch, everybody. Being that tomorrow night is the first night of Hanukkah, I thought this evening we'll talk about the matter related to Hanukkah.
Yeah.
I entitled this year, "Must All the Hanukkah Candles Burn for Half an Hour?" But the truth is, that's only one prat in what I want to speak about. It's a relevant prat, certainly. But I want to present something which I confess at the outset, I'm not 100% sure the Mahalach is correct, but I think it's worth thinking about anyway. It's worthy of consideration, and also give us a chance to go over some of the dinim of Hanukkah. So here goes. The sugya of Hanukkah begins on Masechah Shabbos on Daf Chof Aleph. As we know, there is no Masechta about Hanukkah. Hanukkah is not really mentioned in detail in the Mishnayos. There are a few Mishnayos which reference Hanukkah kind of incidentally. There's a Mishnah Baba Kama that talks about if your Hanukkah candles catch fire, some catches fire and gets damaged, whether you have to pay for the damages. And there's a Mishnah in Megillah which speaks about the laning for all the holidays. It talks about the laning for Hanukkah too. There's a few other places that comes up. But the dinim of Hanukkah are not really found in Mishnayos, and there's a discussion as to why. But it's in the Gemara. It comes up in the Gemara because in the second parak of Shabbos talks about Shabbos candles. We call that by Menelikin. We say the Mishnah is fine night. The Gemara, as you know, often moves from one subject to another. So they were talking about Shabbos candles, so it moved into a discussion about Hanukkah candles. And the Gemara says as follows on Chof Aleph and Beis in the sort of first source. Tanu Rabbanan, mitzvah Hanukkah ner ishu beiso. The basic mitzvah of Hanukkah, we'll look back and forth with Rashi on source 2. The basic mitzvah of Hanukkah is ner ishu beiso. Rashi says, ner echad b'chol laylo, v'ishu chol b'nei beiso, stagilu b'ner echad. You light one candle each night of Hanukkah. Doesn't matter if it's the first night, the second night, the fourth night, the eighth night. You always light one Hanukkah candle, and it doesn't matter how many people live in the household. One candle per household per night of Hanukkah. That's the basic mitzvah. The Hamahadrin, level 2. Rashi says, Hamahadrin achamitzvah, people who run after mitzvahs, they want to do it in a more enthusiastic way. Then it's ner lechol echad v'echad. That depends upon how many people in the household. It's still only the same number of candles each night. There's no difference in the first night, the second night, and the eighth night, according to level 2. It's just a difference as to how many people in the household. As Rashi says, ner echad v'hamahadrin, rather, it says, Imagine achar mitzvahs osin ner echad b'chol laila, b'chol echad b'echad mitnei habayis. Every per member of the household. So if you have six people living in the house, there are six candles. But again, it doesn't change from night one to night two to night six to night eight. Then the third level, mahadrin mina mahadrin, the Gemara says, then we have a machlokas. There's machlokas, famous machlokas, beisham beisil. What they agree on is that the number of candles lit will change from night to night. And the question is in which direction. Beisham amuyom rishon madlik shmona mikam berach poches v'olech. Bisham is of the opinion the first night you light eight, and each subsequent night you light one less, going down to seven the second night, six the third night, down to one the last night. Poches Olech and Bisholom, Yom Rishon Mavlik Achas, the first night you light one, and each night you increase, through the second night, through the third night, etc., until eight on the eighth night. That's the famous Machlokas, Bisham and Bisholom. Then I'm not going to read inside, but the Gemara has a Machlokas, Amoraim. What does the Machlokas between Bisham and Bisholom revolve around? One opinion is that it revolves around. Do you look at how many days have yet to come? Do you project forward how many days of Hanukkah are there yet to come? That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. So you light one the first. I'm sorry. It's going to be Beis Shammai. So you light eight the first night because there are yet 8 days to celebrate. And they light second night you light two because there's seven, etc., etc. So and Beis Hillel, that's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says Keneged Yom HaYotzin. How many days have we had so far? One the first night, only had 1 day. Two the second, etc. So that's the Machlokas. And the other. Opinion says the machlokas revolves around the question. We have a common principle in a number of places in the Gemara called Malin Bakodesh Ein Moridim. When it comes to matters of sanctity and mitzvahs and so on, we always increase rather than decrease. That's Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai says no, it's Keneged Porei HaChag. Chag meaning Sukkot. Tam Chag was a Chag meaning Sukkot. From Sukkot, the number of cows that are offered each day of Sukkot decreases from 13 the first night to 12 the second day. Okay, so that's the machlokas. Okay, that's the basic machlokas. We paskin, as you know, like Beis Hillel, that's already in the Maseches Sofrim, Perkof Halacha Hey, source 3. Veneros ke Beis Hillel. We paskin like Beis Hillel. If you want to do level 3, the Mahadrin Min Mahadrin, again, that's the only level according to which the number of candles lit changes per night. The basic mitzvah, Ner Ishu Beiso, one candle per household per night. Nothing changes from one night to the next. Even the second level, Mahadrin, it depends on the number of people in the house, but it doesn't change from one night to the next. But if you follow the Mahadrin, the highest level, that's Masechet Sof and Perchof Halacha Hey in the third source. And there it says, the Neris Ke Beis Hillel, Mishum Malim, Kodesh Alom, and Ke'en Yom HaMayotin, the two reasons. Okay. What the Gemara does not make clear, and is the subject of a famous Machlokas Rishonim, the Gemara is unclear about, is, okay, so we're going to pass like Beis Hillel, Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin. But does the Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin reflect back to level one, meaning we go back to one per household, which is one mitzvah per household, so therefore the Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin level goes back to the one per household, or no, the Mehadrin Mina Mehadrin reflects back on level two, that it's per person in the household. Okay, in other words, what does the Mehadrin Mehadrin, possibly still, one the first night, two the second night, three the third night, eight the eighth night, but does that mean per household, just one menorah, going back to level number one, or no, it reflects level two, and it goes back to per household members. You'll have many menorahs if there are many people in the household. That's not clear in the Gemara. Tosus, in source four, on that page, in Shabbos Kofal Mabez, is of the opinion, the opinion of Tosus is that the Shita of Lokami Ela Aneri Shubeso, that the Beis Shammai Sil's dispute, and we pass back to Beis Hillel, that reflects back to the level one, Neri Shubeso. Why? Not that you have, if you're going to do Mahajim or Mahajim, you're going to change each night, one first night, two the second night, eight the eighth night, but it's only be one menorah, one thing per household, one mitzvah per household, not per member of the household. Why? Because Tosfos says it's a better heker that way. Because you go on the street, you'll see how many candles. You'll know, oh, tonight's the fourth night because there are four candles being lit. If you wouldn't do that, so you'd never know what night it is because you don't know how many people in the house and how many, you know, you'll see a bunch of candles lit, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, it's separate
from
the
rest. Right, the answer is you could move them apart, right? Yeah. But yeah, I guess there's concern is from the outlook and so on from the outside, you know, they look like one big unit. But okay, that's the Sheikh of Tosu. Bottom line is Tosu says one menorah per household. That's it. That's the Mahajan Mina Mahajan. That's the Sheikh of Tosu.
Better.
That's the third level. That's the highest level. No, he doesn't. There's no, according to Tosu, there is no Shita in the Gemara that each person lights his own menorah, increasing each night. That was level two, Mahajan. That was only assuming there was only one candle lit each night. But if you're going to go to Mahajan and Mahajan, the Shita of Tosu is because the better heck are clearer. Right, we can make it clear. Light different windows. Okay, it's a good question. But the assumption of Tosu is that it's clearer that way which night it is. The Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah, Megillah and Chanukah together, so the second two chapters of Hilchos Chanukah, but Paragdal al-Achalef, the Rambam writes, Kama Neros u'madlik, Paragdal al-Achalef, the Chanukah, Mitzos Tashir, Kol Bayis u'Bayis, Madlik Ner Echad, Bein Shohayu Anche Bayis, Merubin, Bein Shohabo El Adam Echad. First level is one candle per household, even if there are many people living in the house, even if you're the only person living in the house, doesn't matter. V'amahadar es ha-Mitzvah, further, is Madlik Neros Kominyan Anche Bayis. The second level is you do it according in accordance with how many people in the house. Ne'er lechol echad ve'echad, bein anashim, bein anashim, as a matter of men, women, and so on. V'amahadar yeser al zeh, v'os ha-mitzvah min ha-mumchor, you want to do the highest level, madlik ne'er lechol echad ve'echad v'layla harishon, u'mosif v'holech v'chol layla v'layla ne'er echad. You light one candle the first night, increase. Now, halacha beis, ketzad, harei shahoyu anshe habayis asar. Let's suppose there are 10 people in the house. Living in the house, says the Rambam. Balayla harishon madlik asara neiros. The first night you light 10 candles. He holds that the Mahad, not like Tosus, the Mahajan Mahajan reflects back to level two. You're increasing per household member. So therefore, if there are 10 people in the house, the first night you light 10. Uvelel sheni esrim, the second night 20. Uvelel shlishi shloshim, third night 30. Ad shenin sa madlik belel shmini shmoni neiros. Until you come up with 80 candles, and you have 10. That's what we have, right?
Like a menorah for each person.
That's what he's saying. It's one per person. One menorah per person. Some total, if there are 10 people in the household, the last night there'll be 80 candles. Tosus doesn't say that. Tosus says the last night there are going to be 8 because you're going to, it doesn't matter, according to Tosus, on the Mahajan, minimum Mahajan level, it doesn't matter how many people are in the household. It doesn't matter how many people are in the household. One of the drawers maybe. Okay? It doesn't matter how many people in the household, according to Tosus. Okay, Tosus is one the first night, two the second night, three the third night, eight the eighth night. That's Tosus. The Rambam disagrees. Now, the Rambam acknowledges in Halacha Gimel, Minig Poshet B'chol Arena B'sorad, the widespread minig around here in Spain, is you call Anshe Abayis Madlik Ner Echad B'layla Rishon, like Tosus. The Rambam says the minig around where he lived was like Tosus. It was one the first night, two the second night, regardless of how many people were in the house, but he already gave you his preference. How do we pass him? Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. Conducted as to how much candles cost, how much you could.
Yeah.
In the Middle Ages, you basically had to work a full day.
The order of candles.
1 hour's worth
wow.
of light.
Interesting. Okay, high electric bills. Okay. I'm saying, yeah, because it's rare to get oil. Yeah. Okay, how do we paskin? Well, I mean, you're explaining the Rambam. That even though he prefers, we mean, could be. Okay, interesting. Let's see how we paskin Shulchan Aruch. Aruch Chaim is in the top reish, ayin alas, if base, so it's Kama neiros madlik, balad arishon madlik echad, mikamba elech, mosif beholech echad, b'chol laila, at shevelo achon yushmon. You light one candle the first night, two the second, up to eight the eighth night, and then Shulchan Aruch, right. Vafilu im rabin b'nei habayis, lo yad liku yoseh. In plain English, well, not plain English, but in plain learning language, Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosis. That's not plain English, but it's a Shulchan Aruch like Tosis, right? That one the first night, two the second, up the eighth night. Vafilu im rabin b'nei habayis, lo yad liku yoseh. You don't light anymore, even if there are many people in the household. That's like Tosis. Comes the Ramah, Hagod. The Yesh Omrim, no. The Chol Echad Mibnei Abayis Yadlik. Every member of the household lights one the first night, two the second night, up the eighth night. Now that's the Rambam, quoting the Rambam. The Chayin Aminah Poshin. That's the meaning widespread around here where he lives. So it's interesting. One second. It's interesting. Tosis, the Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosis, and the Rambam passes like the Rambam. That's a little interesting because that's somewhat against the usual practice, the usual way we do things. The Taz points this out in Sukkotan Aleph on the next page. The Taz points out that usually it's the Shulchan Aruch that passes like the Rambam, and the Ramah passes like the Balei Tosfos. When there's a dispute between Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, and the Mechaber and the Ramah, usually the Mechaber, the Sardi, passes like the Rambam, or the Sardi authority, and the Ramah like says like Tosfos, like the Rosh, like the Ashkenaz. Here it's reversed. Here it's an Hapachu, right? Here it's the other way around, because here the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Tosfos, that it's one menorah, so to speak, per household. It doesn't matter how many people are there. Okay, and the Ramah, as he says at the end, it's just somewhat of an anomaly. Well, we can't look at the last line of seven. V'kan yesh chiddush v'minek shasardim nogim ketosus k'mo shekosim v'beik shalosim v'ashkenazim k'rambam v'zeh lo motzina b'sham makomot. That's not the usual pattern. Okay, huh? There are a few, yes. There are others. And Achronim b'smas, the Rambam already acknowledged the other minik. Okay, I don't want to go into that. Just some interesting, an interesting point. Okay, so that's A, we now understand the Mahajan and the Mahajan. And let's assume we're Ashkenazim here in our community. Again, by the way, I should stress that this difference of opinion exists until this day. In Sephardi homes to this day, they like one menorah per household, period. Okay, I don't know if they have six kids, doesn't matter. By us, with Ashkenazim, usually you like per member of the household.
That's because they have more children than we
do. Maybe. I don't know. Sephardim, I don't know. Sephardim has a lot of men. I don't know. It depends who. Depends where. But anyway, depends where. but it's not here they don't. That's but in any event, it's an interesting fact. And again, it's true to this day. Again, machlokas toast in the Ram, machlokas mechaber mo harapaskin, and machlokas two different practices. To this day, both are correct. People should follow their own meaning. Not yet.
I think no one says everyone has one for the number the mahadran.
Check
so then you add one extra candle per house.
Oh, I see. One more. Interesting. Okay. All right. You can come up with other, other.
And this Rambam really saying that each person.
All right. Hold that thought, too. That's right. I'm also differently. We'll get to that. Right, hold that thought, please. So, okay. So that's A. B. In terms of how long the candles have to burn. So the Gemara says on that same daf, in Shabbos, so it's 8, a little earlier than daf, or Aminu, mitzvosa mishetishka chama ad shetichla regem anashuk. The basic mitzvah is to light the candle should burn from Shetishka Chama, from the setting of the sun. Now that's itself a machlok. Does it mean the setting of the sun? Does it mean the stars come out? I don't go with that problem now. Mishetishka Chama, Ad Shetich L'Rego Menashuk. Until there are no more people passing by. And it's, again, that's a whole question. Today, people pass all the time. Depends where, again, I don't go with that now. My love, the Kovsa Hodor Madlik. Well, does that mean that if it goes out, you got to relight it? Let's say you lit it and it blew out. And someone opened the door, wind came in or whatever, a kid knocked it over, went out. Do you have to relight it? I said, lo. The lo Adlik Madlik means that if you didn't light it right at sunset, you can still light it up until the time that there's no more people in the street. The inami, a second, more relevant to us at the moment, is the shiura. It's telling the shiur how long it has to burn. And how long it has to burn is the equivalent time from whatever the time is, from sunset, or when it starts, whichever it is, until no more people in the street. However long that is, that's how long it has to burn, regardless of when you light it. Okay, in other words, as Rashi says, one second, nine, the shiura, sheye bo shemen kishir hazeh. There should be enough oil for that period of time, from sunset to, not that you have to light at that moment, but it should burn for that length of time, from sunset till there's no more people in the street. Okay, yeah.
Is that sheer a function of time or piercing my myth? You could, what is it?
So let's see.
What is it, like you live in Manhattan, and there's consciously people
Right. So the answer is, so if you assume that it's okay at 1 o'clock in the morning to light, but how long would I have to burn?
No, I'm saying okay. Do you actually have a chiyuv to keep it, even if you lit at sunset?
That's a further, right, not our topic, good question, all night long, all night long.
Should it go?
Not our topic tonight, it's a good question, but not for now. Okay. The minimum shear, let's put it, the minimum shear is this, is a half hour.
Okay, I guess so let's do the, ask more yet, but that, when it says,
again, there's a question of how,
is it because the people are in the shuk to see if you're some amidst?
That's what it looks like.
Is it a unit of
so that's a big discussion. So the word l'shiura, the second, that could be the machlokas in the Gemara. It says inam l'shiura, it's telling unit of time. That's what that opinion is. As Rashi says, look at that. Sheva shemen kishira zeh. Has to have enough oil for that amount of time. So let's do what the Rambam says. Zilchus Chanukah Perek Dalet. Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes. Halacha. Ein madlikin erez Chanukah Kodesh Tishka Chama. Ela imshkia. So you can't light it before sunset. It's still daytime. Fine. That's a different issue. Okay. V'kama. Look at the second line. V'kama huzman zeh. I'm sorry. Hu kamo chatzi shah. Oh, yeah. Term. More or less. Half an hour. Chatzi shah. Half hour, that's where the half hour comes from, that Rambam. Now, Rambam holds that once that time is passed, you can't light. Again, that's not our topic tonight. The second part, v'tzorechli pein shemen v'ner, k'dei sh'teleches v'holeches ad sh'tich l'arag l'ashuk, and so on. And the Shulchan Aruch, we look now, it's in the top reish, ayin bei yisif aleph. First he says about the time, which is not particular shana, ein madlik ner chanukah kodem tishka chama. The further question, does it mean, tzeis or shishkiya? And then the second, and on Tziv Beis, he writes, where is it now? Yeah. You have the Madlek, he also has the Shumukon Chatzi Shah, the half an hour. Now the Ramor writes, in the third line of Tziv Beis, I go up, Yesh Omim Shabizman Azeh Shemadlikin Bifnim. Anyway, nowadays we light indoors. So you don't have to worry about people outside, and crossing, you can do it. All right. On the other hand, he says it's good to Mikom Hokum Tobli Zar Gam Bizman Azeh, at least Lechatchila. Okay, but again, what comes out is, that it's a half hour, okay? And the Magen Avraham says it's in Cotton Gimel, the Af Achshav Tzorech Litein Bo Kishir Hazeh Udalo Kish Makum. You have to have a minimum of a half hour. That's how long those regular candles you get in the box, you know, from the Tells You Sheet, wherever you get it, those burn about 40 minutes. That's a half hour. I should just stress for a moment, the Rambam says, Kemo Chatzi Shav. You know, a lot of people fuss when the Rambam has a similar expression, how long you have to wait to eat milchiks after fleshing. He says, Kemo Sheish Shals. So different shitas. What does it mean? Does it mean 6 full hours? It means into the 6 hour, 5 hours, a little, the second half of the 6 hour. And there are different shitas and so on about. And there are Rishonim. The Miri writes 5 hours. So it's not. But, you know, the Rambam wrote Kemo. They didn't have precise timepieces. It's not like today where you can have a stopwatch that goes down for the second, it goes on Maizmanim, and it'll tell you the time is 4:37, 26 seconds, or whatever, a luach, printed luach, in those days. So Kemo meant, well, you know, so that's what he says over here. Nobody says Kemo Chati Shor means right here, you can write up here. No one says the Rama by Chanukah, right, 15 minutes and 1 second. I never saw that sheet into the half hour, you know. All right, anyway, just a side point. Good. So that's in terms of the shear. And I asked the title of the shear. I said it's just a one prat. The title is, must all the Hanukkah candles burn for half an hour? And we'll see now into something else dealing with these extra candles we burn. The question being, do the so-called Mahadran candles have the same rule as the basic candles? At the end of the day, we said the basic mitzvah is fulfilled when you light one candle per household, per person. We do extra Mahadran. Good. But do they follow the same rules? Let's see.
What's
so there is a din.
So let's
talk about it a little bit. Okay, we'll get to that. All right, let's take a look. There's a relevant Gemara which talks about a situation that comes up from time to time. I got a shout out this week from somebody. Let's say a person is going to be away. Let's say on a business trip, whatever. I got an email from someone in the shul this week that is going to be away the first 2 days. Hanukkah, and there's going to be a place we can't light. A hotel somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Can't light in hotels against the law. So what do you do? So the Gemara doesn't do that exactly. The Gemara has the following, Chav Gimel of Adalas, continuation of the same sugya, a couple pages later, Source 13. It says, Amar of Sheshes, Achtenoi. Achtenoi means a guest. You're staying over by somebody else. A lot of Shabbos, Hanukkah, a lot of times the children go, you go to in-laws, something like that, people come over. Achtenoi, Chayav B'ner Hanukkah. He's still Chayav B'ner Hanukkah. Okay, he still doing that. Achtenoi Rashi says it for the Oreach, the guest. Okay, Achtenoi, the guest. He's a guest by somebody else's house for Hanukkah. So you still have to light the Hanukkah candles. Now, no kidding. I mean, why would you not? This touches on your issue. Why would you not? Like, I mean, I'm not familiar with a Gemara that says, Achtenoi is Chayav and Tumah. No kidding. I mean, why not? So we have to remember now, and it cuts to your point, Monty, the original Gemara that says that in the midst of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ish Ubeso. There's something in this mitzvah about the household, right? Ner Ish Ubeso. Okay, that's the formulation of the Gemara. That's the Chazal of Misakin. So there's obviously some significance to the household. So now, I'm a guest. Well, let's see. Let's see, right. So let's see. But that's exactly what I want to talk about. So, Achtanai Chai B'Ner Chanukah, a guy's a guest. He's in somebody else's house, not his house. Right? You're staying by somebody else. That's not your home. Evidently, there's something about this mitzvah. So, Amar Rab Zera, Mireish, 13, Ki Havina Bei Rav, when I was a Talmud in the, you know, I went to the yeshiva and so on. So I stayed, but in those days, many times, people, the yeshiva students would come and they would be like, what they call boarders in somebody's house. Okay, they didn't live there. That was where they stayed when they were in the yeshiva. So Mishtatafna Bepriti Behad Yushpiza. I would give a few coins to my host and chip in, and then I would be yotze with his lighting, so to speak. I paid for some of the oil. Okay, I paid, I had a share, I had a chelet somehow. In the mitzvah, that's how I'd be yosef. But Boser Dinesive, after I got married, and sometimes he would go away for a few days, you know, to learn, and then also even though he was married, but then he says, Boser Dinesive, Itzo, when I married a woman, I got married, Amina Hashtra Vadelo Tzrichma. I don't have to give anything to my host anymore, because the Kamadliki alive, we go based on my wife's lighting at home. She'll light at home. So it's true, I'm not there right now, but Neri Shubais, that's my home. And therefore, my wife lighting in the house, the Vesir, as Rashi says, but go be soy, she's most of me, the mitzvah's near Ishu Beso, so she's lighting at home, that covers me also. So even though I'm in somebody else's house for the night, I'm punted. Someone's lighting in my home, and that's good enough. That's what the Gemara says.
It's done.
I'm a kind, right? I don't have to do anything here. And that's what the Rambam writes in Paragal, Lachi Yud Aleph, 15, Oreach Shemadlikin Olav Bevesim, Beso. A guest in somebody else's house when they're lighting at home, or the equivalent, this guy emailed me this week, he's going to be in some motel in the middle of nowhere because he's here for business reasons. But it is, now there's a discussion in contemporary post, whatever, it's a different time zone. I won't go with that now. Let's assume it's the same time zone, okay? So he's here, he's there to go, basically. I don't know. That's a some question, right? Because you're not high with that moment. I don't want to go with that problem. Okay, it's a different issue. Let's assume it's all the same. The guy's got to go to Washington, D.C. for a meeting or something like that. So, says the Rambam, Oreach, and he's staying over by somebody else, Oreach Shemad Likin, Oreach Shemad Likin, so, ain't no talk about the Kalab Mokom Shin Sarech Bo. Okay, he doesn't have to light where he is, but ain't no bias to have the Kalab Mokom, nobody, he's got no home, or he's the only one who lives there, a single fellow, whatever, there's nobody at home, 15, there's nobody at home lighting for him, then, Sarech Lahad Likin Mokom Shin Sarech Bo, Umishtati Vimoen Meshemen, then he has an obligation, because de facto somehow where he's staying becomes like his house, he's got no one lighting his house, and he's got to contribute to the oil for the wicks, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules as well. Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin Siv Aleph Achsenoi She'ein Madlikin Olav Bereiso. So Tzorich Lost Is Putal Abal Abayis L'Shtat Tefim Rov Shemesh Shana Charaka. I've got to have some share in this mitzvah. Give him a coin or something to chip into the oil. Yeah.
One of your friends who's in the hotel is not married.
Say it again.
One of your friends who's in the hotel is not married. What do you mean? Nobody's lighting there as Hanukkah. Nobody's lighting at his house for him.
Your colleagues are what you do, huh? Yeah, guy with me. No, let's say he was a single fellow. He was, yeah. So he'd be part of the mitzvah. Let's say a guy's flying to Eretz Yisrael. He's on a plane overnight. So he's going to be part of the mitzvah. Right. He's going to park by. Right. No chiv that night.
He still doesn't have a chiv.
No, but that's what he's saying here. Oh, so that's the question. So that's the question now.
Most he is, he's a man of the bias.
Right.
Or he's not.
So the Mishnah Berurah in 17 is, in Tarfresh Ayin Zayin Sukkot, Beis, right? So Kimedina Alpidin Kishe Ishto Madlekes Nechanak Beveso Hu Yotzei Lechavas Velakasa Avshuv Mokum Rachok Beveso. Ain't talk to Lishtati for Philip Repiti. He's covered by his wife. He doesn't do anything. He's covered. Nereshu Beveso. That's his house. He's not there. He's not there. He's so far away. It doesn't matter.
Right. But if he's there, people in the family.
Whoever, right? Whoever's there. Tiv Gimel, Gimel, or not there. Tiv Katan Gimel lost his Puto. So the Mishnah Berurah says. He says, "Hainu she'ain talking to Alipin kol chatziotos on Eretz. Rafa pruta sagi dal zidei zeh maknelo chelik b'shemen. This guy has a chelik in the shemen. Now, but the Mishnah Berurah writes, and of course he could give it as a gift also. The host fine, but look what he writes to the end. Im kol makom im yesh la'achzanoi ner nochon yosel ahadlik ba'atzmo. If he has his own candle, it's better for the guest to light himself. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah learns that this chipping in pruta or two, that's plan B. Okay, but if he has his own menorah with him or his own candle with him, that's better still. Now, Soloveitchik said, I'm not so sure, because it's not his bias.
Right.
So he said, you know what the giving the pruta does? That makes you one of the bnei bias. So even if you have your own menorah, the Rav said, good, bring your own menorah, light your own candle, good, but you still got to chip in, because the chipping is not for the oil of his mitzvah. Okay, but let's learn.
And that's only because a man with 10 kids, if they all light, look like a Ramah, it's a bigger.
Let's see.
Otherwise,
so,
he doesn't need to chip in anything.
Correct. But the Mishabur, I'm just saying, the Chilik thought that the Mishtater for Pruta is no matter what. It's not plan B. That's part of plan A.
Why should that be necessary? Because
that makes you, that you now have a share in this bias. So willy-nilly, it's
pervasive.
But
you don't have to,
but the Gemara has an expression, Aftanoi Chai Ben Echanakeh.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
It means when you're in a house, so now you become, if you can become part of that house, that's what you're supposed to do.
Either you're part of the house and you don't need to chip in.
No,
you're not part of the house and you're part of it.
How do you define yourself part of the house? So if you're born into the family, one thing, but if you're not, you have to chip in.
So then you're not.
Give a puta, then you become part of the household.
But why do you have to? You're not worse than a guy in the park.
Because the guy in the park is no one to chip into. Anyway, let's go back. The Trumas Hadeshin 18 raised the following question. This is what I want to get to. Okay, the Trumas Hadeshin was asked the following. Okay, let's say the guy is in someone else's house and he's in Mishate Papruto. Can he make a bracha? Can he make a bracha? There's someone lighting at home. And he wants it for a psychological reason. Most it's Hanukkah. So look at the Shaila. He asked the Trumas Hadeshin, or he asked himself. He's married. The wife is lighting at home. But you know what? It's Hanukkah. I want, emotionally, I want to be part of Hanukkah. So can I light with a bracha? Can I do it as a volunteer? Yes or no? No, good. My wife covered me at home. I know I don't have to. Am I allowed to? So he writes, Truva. We got to look into this, says the Shmuel Hadeshin. Echad, now Dolim, I don't know who it is, but somebody Paskin, Vinohag, the Rashi had a good bracha. Why? Okay. Why? When Reb Zera said he didn't do it anymore once he was married, that's Haino Delo Mechayev. He didn't have to do it. But if he wants to, I'll Ibari Matsila Hadlik, Velohag Bracha Lavatola. Why? The Havinami, you alluded to before, Bechlal HaMahadrin. Because he is it's Mahadrin. Mahadrin seems to mean that more people, so to speak, are more the merrier. There are more people lighting. So just like at home, we follow the Ramah, even though another person, so I'm lighting at home, so now I'm not at home. And I want to do it in someone else's house. That's okay. But Mahadrin. Menechlok Allah, however, as you can imagine, one of the other Gedolim, one of the Talmidim, disagreed. What if we have a rule that you do something not going to do? You can't make a bracha. The Gemara never called that mahajan. Anyway, he goes on and analyzes. His conclusion is, the same thing, it's a hinder. Just like there's a hinder in the house. I like my son lights his wife, 5 different people lighting. So too, if we're not in the same house, also okay, it's also a hinder. That's the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshin, and it's not considered Baltosev, and it's not considered the Bracha Lavatola, and so on.
Like the Ramah,
in a different place. Comes to Beis Yossi, and says, it's in the top Reish Ayin Zayin of Beis Yossi, calls to the Trumas Hadeshin, with due respect to Trumas Hadeshin, it's an unnecessary bracha. You can't do it. And the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe there in Tofrei Shain Zayin 20, right? That's the Trumas Hadeshin. The Tamanuka Imo, he's right. And the Mariel also says like that. Bottom line, Machokas Rishon, Machokas Aposkim, whether you can volunteer. So I'd like to suggest, before I get to my suggestion, you understand that the Machlokas, the Trumas Hadeshin says, well, why not? It's just a further expansion of Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Usually you do it in the same house. It's okay to do it. You don't have to do it in the other house because you don't have to do it at home either. No one says you have to do Mahadrin and Mahadrin at home either. You want to do it, it's okay.
We make a bracha.
Yeah, we do. Right. We can make a bracha elsewhere too. And the Beis Yossi said, not true.
So why isn't that?
So the Shara Prime, very good. So you're the Shara Prime. 321, the Shara Prime, I think it's in Mem Beis and his Chuvis. Shara Prime was the grandfather, I think, of the Chacham Tzvi. So the Shara Prime writes in Simon Mem Beis, he quotes this Trumas Hadeshen, he notes that the Beis Yosef disagrees with it. Venira, exactly what you just said. Venira, the Tom Pluton, who is Beis Yosef, Ozilushitase, Shaposa Kiminig Ori Svarad, Shevi Raman, Gaz Atatosis, like we said, the Mitzvah Mahadman Ahadu, Nerishu Beiso, and it's only one per household, so you don't do it at home either. Even if this man were home, he wouldn't have done it if his wife lived. So he can't do it somewhere else. That's his opinion. Okay? And however, the Trumas Hadeshen, who's an Ashkenazi, Trumas Hadeshen, Mashenokain, Tophe, Trumas Hadeshen, Sovakadat Haramba Matsmo, Shehedi Maram, that's the Ramah, right? The Cholechim Bebei, sadly. And that's the Mahadran. Therefore, he's Paskin Achsanoi too. Okay? So therefore, it's a hither, no matter what. That's the opinion of the. So that's what you said. That's the Shara Prime. It also may relate, I thought instantly said is that it may relate to another machlokas in the Chavon HaMolah Shitosam. Okay, can someone who volunteers to do a mitzvah say v'tzivono? Nafkamina, not a chanukah for women, but women, let's say women bench esri, or they sit in the sukkah, or they do another mitzvah, kishof, or whatever, that they're obligated. So the Mechaber pastors, like the Rambam, that they're absolutely welcome to volunteer the rain mitzvah, but from believe that it's until now. Well, other than that, they can do whatever they want about a volunteer basis, but they can't say v'tzivono, because it's not true. And there are more pastors like the Rebbe Tam, who told us in a couple of places, says, no, they can't, because v'tzivono is going, I'm a general, I'll call you, so it could be the same machlokas. Okay, now this, yeah.
The Rishonim would say, Rosh Hashem of Sukkah, they hold that Ubeiso is actually a requirement in Chiyuvos that...
So that's all I'll get to in a minute. I'll get to that in a minute, Mamash, yeah.
So, according to Beis Yosef, would he say that for lighting bowls, if you're holding Hadman Mahadman, according to Beis Yosef, you only say one Rasa?
Yes, because there's only one menorah. That's correct. There's only one menorah, and there's only one... Remember, there's one menorah. That's it. Correct. Now, what's interesting is there are those who say... Okay, if you take a look, the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, so we saw the Beis Yosef disagrees with the Trumas Hadeshen. The Ramah Paskins like him in the Torah Yishayin Zayin Tiv Gimel 22. Ba'afilu meitz Yehudim Ranam im rotze lahachmer asma lahadgar asma madlek umavarech aleyah. He says you can make a brachi Paskins like the Trumas Hadeshen the Ramah, and that's all the Shitosu. But the only thing is he cites in the parentheses, and that's not clear whether Ramah himself put that in. They cite the Tshuva from the Maharil. Maharil was earlier, late Rishon, earlier than Ramah. A real very important that we mentioned many times in German Minhagim. So he was asked this question, right? And the same question. In his tshuva is Simon Kuf Mem Hei, 23. Vim gam hu madliku machnes atzma lachim v'orchal avanat, because on the one hand, Shari Lengora alimin ha-mahadrin t'rechazin in the v'orchal, it's no different than mahadrin and mahadrin at home. Okay? Oh, im no moshe ena v'chal mahadrin, Shari Potter, filo didan, shows him that he's Potter in a different place. So he says, Ner Chanukah, the minig is, and he says the same thing in his Sefer on Minhagim, Hilchus Chanukah Oschais 24, says the same thing. He says you can make a bracha, and that's the widespread minig. He says that the minig of the Talmidim, who are boarders and so on, they do say the bracha. But the only thing he says is, that you should have in mind that you're not being yotze with who lights at home. And you don't want to be part of that. That's what he says. Because otherwise, you're covered willy-nilly. You're covered. Why? So it boils back to, I think, this idea of Mary Shubeso. So you can, so to speak, remove yourself from the bias. That's what he says. I don't want to be out there with
that.
I'm over here.
And according to the Ramah, you have six kids, they all want to light. Each one has to have in mind
that's what it says. That's what the Maharil says. Okay? The Eino wrote, the Lot says, Bishal Ishto Melech Chal Chiyuv Alei. Not everyone agrees with that, but some do. Okay? Metzil Lavush, for example, in Tafrei Shain Zayin Tifalav, Ach Sinai Shamad Likin Olav Vezo, who wrote to the Hachmer, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah, how did you ask him? How come you? Harshus Biyoda, Ubevad, Si Yechavin Machshavto, Kodem Shasabach, so you're to Lotte, Masha Malikan of Abeso. Shimlo Kain, Hoyber Chos Bachavato. That's kind of a middle position, right, between the Trumas Hadeshen and Abeso. So, well, yeah, you could do it with a bracha, but you have to have in mind. Again, the Trumas Hadeshen didn't say that. Did not say that. So, again, some hold like that, okay? The Mogan of Rum, and so gotten test there in some tough race, Ayin Zion. Okay, he quotes the Maharil, who says that you should have it in mind. There's a long time. He says that we see the same model in Hilchos Brachos. You can be out to somebody else. On the other hand, if you want to disqualify or exclude yourself, you can do that. For example, he says the widespread practice by Brichas HaMazon today, even though the Shulchan Aruch, it looks like the Mezamein, says the whole benching, and you just listen. But if you want Ashkenazi practice, not like that, right? We all bet. The Sfaradim still do that. When they bench in the Mizumin, only one person says the benching.
Yeah,
only one person, the Mizamin, says the whole bench, everyone else listens, and it's Amen. But they're right, they're like Chazor Shoshanah. Exactly, that's the side of it. And the Tzad says, well, we passed and you don't have. You can. So he said a similar kind of thing, you can disqualify yourself. On the other hand, the Maharshal, exclude yourself. The Maharshal in Simon Pehe, in his Tshuvas, writes, if he's not sure, he doesn't have a wife, whatever, okay, but I'm Yodea Bibir Shahim Adleka Salav Ainlo Limok. Okay? Unless there's an issue that you're in a house and people know you're there, roa, a different problem. But makom makom lo yuvarech. And the Prichadosh also says like that. Prichadosh in that same sin, talk for Yishai and Zion, Tif Aleph, he writes, anybody, yesh ma'achron, if you follow, yesh ma'achron, shekosu, some ma'achronim hold, shemish ena rotz alot, so lakos ishto yachvar b'brocha. Okay, but he says, it's also good, not correct. He disagrees, also like Tamish Yosef. And the same thing, he says in Siv Gimel. Okay, he says, it doesn't matter. I feel him ena rotz, he says, it goes even further. He says, against the Ma'aril, he says, even if you say that you don't want to be Yosef, tough, be Yosef anyway. Right? He says, how do you say the tzivano? It's not a mitzvah. I feel him in a rotz elotzos but lachos bnei bais. So lo yivarech. Too bad, right? It's too bad. Maybe it's a brachas.
It's the same thing.
Maybe. Now I do want to look at the following. So anyway, it comes out the machlokas. Here's my suggestion. It cuts to the heart. What exactly is the essence of Mahajan and Mahajan? What does it mean? It's a strange mitzvah, the whole Nerush Beso. It's a strange formulation. I mean, surely it's not a din in the bias like Mezuzah's a din in the bias. Mezuzah's a din in the bias. And the whole concept of, let's look at level two for a moment, or the way we Ashkenazim to level three. Where do we find that it matters how many people live in the house? What are they going to do with anything? It's a funny kind of formulation altogether. I'm not sure I have an answer. Where do we find the mitzvah? Depends how many people. Either there's a chiyav on each person, or there's not. But we don't find that the chiyav sort of changes. We don't say if you have more people in the house, you have to put more mitzvahs on the door. Right? It's an interesting concept, I would say. So evidently, and the fact is, but the formulation of Ner Ishu Beso creates something that has to do with the bias. And with that, I wanted to suggest the following. Let's see. So the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef, Tofrei Shayin Zayin Beis, the Sinkotin Beis, Din Beis, okay, he quotes his Machokas, Trumas Hadeshen, he says the Beis Yosef disagrees with the Trumas Hadeshen, and he deals with some of the Taz's Tainas about Brachas, he says it's not the same thing, okay, and he says, even though in other places Shulchan Aruch does say like that, but he writes in the second paragraph there, he says, V'efshar l'chalek ben zu l'chol hanik, remember the Taz, and that Taz back in 27, Sukkot Aleph of Tofrei Shayin Zayin, has all these things, compares it to Brachas, and he's not convinced that's right. He says, the Chol Hanach B'Shas Amiris Chavera HaBrocha Dover Toli Bo, the Tzorach L'Chavein Losses B'Richas Chavera. How does being multi someone a Brocha work? It works, it's up to you to decide to be Yotzev and not Brocha or not. Bim Lo Kivein Lo Yotza. Av Shei Chavein HaBrocha Otzio. If the Mevarech has in mind to be Motzi me, but if I don't have in mind, I'm not Yotzev, it's up to me. Then it's not a bracha about tolo. Aval hacha she ain't tolo bekavonoso klal. Ubein yichaven lachis bad lachis yisto bein lo yichaven potter ve'ater bad lachis beso. It's neri shubei. The household had a lighting. Doesn't matter my kavona. The definite not umemelu yotze. So he said, I'm yotze anyway. But I had a mind. I didn't have a mind now. So what then? So and maybe in life, and that's it. Now, yeah,
over
okay,
far
right. Okay, there's even a question of younger if they can be also, but that's a different problem. But what I want to say is the following: maybe this machlokas revolves around how you define mahajim. I'm not sure this is right, but I think it's worth thinking about. You could say, what does mahajim and mahajim mean? Everybody, let's say, gosh, everybody likes. The definition is mahajim and mahajim. The more the merrier. There's more people being mekayim this mitzvah. That's mahajim and mahajim. It's more people doing the mitzvah. Instead of one person, two people. Instead of two people, five. How many have? More and more people. More and more people are doing the mitzvah. That's one way to look at it. And therefore, even if I'm a guest in someone else's house and they are lighting me at home, but there are more people now doing the mitzvah, so I should make a bracha. Or you could say Mahadrim and Mahadrim is a din, so to speak, in the bias, meaning at the time of the lighting of the candles, there is a grander production being made because there are more candles. However, we understand why it matters how many people in the house. If there are more people in the lighting, whatever it'll be a grander kind of lighting.
But it's one.
There's no din at every person. And therefore, if I'm an Achsanai in somebody else's house, my lighting in that guy's house has no bearing whatsoever what happened in my bias, and therefore it's not part of the Mahadim and Mahadim. Yeah.
Answer Gemara, source 13, where we talk about how
yeah, we don't understand that.
Okay, so again, the only thing is that the giving of the, if you hold the giving of the money, that makes you part of the bias, so to speak. Okay? But
Rizera
gave the money before. Rizera gave when he wasn't married. After he's married, he stopped. In a chanami. So it won't work with the Rav's thing, by the way. The Rav's thing that even if you're married, but it won't work as well. But no, you look at the Gemara, told him, Zera told him before he's married, did the giving the Chum coin, and after he's married, he didn't do it anymore.
But even though
so what I'm saying, let me say it again. So Mahadrim and Mahadrim, does that mean more people doing the mitzvah? Okay? Or does it mean at the time of the mitzvah is that the bias is enhanced by having more candles? So I think the kernel of this is in the Chidol over here. He writes, because it's not up to you, right? Mahadrim doesn't matter my kavana. If I'm in the household, there are more people lighter than that. I'm Kayote. That has to do with my Kavanah. And I would think now, and David alluded to this point, that this may explain something else. We glossed over this. I did on purpose. Okay, but now I'll come back to it. You know, the Ramah, let's look back for a moment at the Ramah in Simon, in the source 6. Right? Ramah, after the Mechaber says we pass my Tosas, there's only one menorah per household, end of problem. Ramah brings every person in the house lights. And the parenthesis says that's the Rambam. If you look carefully
that's
in the
Rambam,
it's not exactly what the Rambam says.
The Rambam says
the Rambam
same
says
thing.
What thing. No, we said minutes. I don't know about that now. But the Rambam, when he talks about Mahajim and Mahajim, if you look carefully, huh? Yes, Madlik. Hamaneros, who Madlik? The Balabayas is lighting everything. That's the simple reading of the Rambam. The Rambam says you light as many menorahs as there are people in the house, yes. But Madlik, it's in the singular. He lights everything.
Many candles.
I mean, okay? As many candles. Kama Neros, whom Madlik Bechanaka. Kesar, Shekel Kanacha Beis. Harsha Anshe Abayat, Tzor Belaila, Harsha Madlik, Asara Neros. He lights. Now, what does the Rambam mean by that? We're constantly medayik in the words of the Rambam. The Ramah didn't say that exactly. Ramah says, Kol Echon Vayas Yadlik. So the famous piece in the Buzgarov, which I'll say very briefly, the famous Rebbe Soloveitchik in his comment on that Rambam says that it's a fundamental machlokas relating to hider mitzvah. Does the hider mitzvah, is it a hider mitzvah only when you're involved in the performance of the mitzvah, or can it be a hider mitzvah after the fact? So he said the Rambam holds, the Raya from Hilchos Mila, that the Rambam holds that hider mitzvah is only when you're doing the mitzvah. He says, so the Balabayas light, and now he puts down his mitzvah over. Now somebody else lights? That's not hider anymore. The mitzvah's done. The mitzvah's finished. Whereas if he keeps doing it, that's all one big action. Whereas the Ramah holds not like that. The Ramah holds it can even be a hither after, as long as you're still involved in the same project. There's a Raya for Mila and so on. I don't want to go into Biskarov now. I would have printed it, but it's not on my computer. But anyway, you can look it up, the famous Biskarov. What I want to say is a little different in light of what I suggested over here. If you hold that the mitzvah of Mahajan and a Mahajan is a din in more people doing the mitzvah, but then the Rambam was right. Yadlik kol echa mibayam bayis, right? Let everybody do it. It's a new mitzvah of everybody. But if you hold that Mahadim and Mahadim is a din in the lighting of the bayis, then the Rambam's formulation makes more sense. It's one act. It doesn't matter if it's an eye light, the bala bayis lights, because the moment of the lighting of the candles, that's a grander, more dramatic persume niso or mitzvah, however you want to phrase it. So that machot is Rambam and Rambam. The Brisker Rav has it. See, the Biskarov's approach equates Mahadim Machanaka with Hidim Mitzvah in general.
Which
that's
is a
further
problem.
Question. That's a further question. This approach I'm suggesting doesn't. Forget about Hidim. It's nothing to do with Mila. Forget that. It's just in defining Mahadim and a Mahadim. If you hold Mahadim and a Mahadim is more the merrier, more people lighting, so good. So then the Rambam is correct. This one will light, that one will light, the other one will light, everyone in the house light. But if you hold it, no, that's not Mahadim and more people lighting. It enhances the mitzvah that's taking place at the time. Right, then it makes more sense, a little bit like the Rambam saying, that one person does the whole mitzvah. So that's what I like to suggest, is that chiluk. And the byproduct of that chiluk, just to move on, the byproduct of that chiluk is, how do we view the Mahadran candles, the extra candles. Do the Mahadran candles take on the same status as the original one, which is the mitzvah candle? I want to say it's a function of machlokes. Or do they not? Okay, do we say the Mahadran candles are different? Here's an example of a case. How does it relate to the same question? Because if you hold that Mahadran and Ahadran means more people doing the mitzvah, so the mitzvah has to be done properly, and each one is its own, and whatever mitzvah applies to this candle applies to the other, it's one through mitzvah. On the other hand, if you hold that it's just at the moment of the lighting of the candle, so then perhaps some dinim will be different. Lamashal, the Magen Avraham writes, it's in the Tafresh Ayin Aleph 31, nearly, the Misha Ein Lo Shemen Harbe. Let's say a guy one night of Chanukah doesn't have that much oil. We don't relate to that, but especially Jackie's point from earlier, you know, how expensive it was to get oil and candles. You know, we can't relate to you. You can get a bottle of oil for $3, whatever, $8. It's not that expensive. But one time, you know, so let's say a guy simply didn't have enough oil, so he decides, let's say it's the fourth night of Chanukah. So I'll divide, and he assumes that there's not going to be another repetition of the miracle of Chanukah, so it's not going to burn the whole time. Ain't so honey. So what he's going to do is, he figures, okay, I get the fourth night of Chanukah, I'll divide whatever I have into four. The result will be that none of them are going to burn for a half hour. So Magen Avraham says, Moses, nearly, demisha ain lo shemen harbe, yitain be'echad shemen kashir. In one of them, okay, that's what he says, yitain be'echad shemen kashir. In one of them, you should put the right amount of oil. But most are yecholik, it's put up, okay, and then and at least one of the menorah, one again, let's say you're alone. Let's say you're alone, it's the fourth night. So in container number one, fill it up, because that's the basic mitzvah. That's got to burn a half hour. The other three, you'll pull it out, whatever, it'll burn 10 minutes each. What it can do. But it's better than that than having none of them burn for a half hour. And the Chayodim says, in Kal Kuf Nandalas, Sif Chav Hei, Kevon, he explains it clearly, Kevon she'ikar mitzvot ner echad, lochei, mishem lo shem and harbe, yitain b'chol ner v'ner lo yaspik afilu b'echad kishir, if you're going to divide it up evenly, there won't be enough a half hour in any one of them. Lachain mutov she'itain b'echad kishir, Chare yesh poskin his the bepachos mikashir lo yotze kal. If you have less than a half hour's worth, you're not yotze at all. It's worth nothing. Okay. Ubishar neres yismoch ala poskin the shul the ein tzorach shir. The rest of the candles, there's some who say it's the chad in hinder candles. You don't have to have a shir anyway. You don't have to have a shir. Whatever you put in is good. It'll burn for a few minutes. You don't have the whole half hour. That's what Mishnah Berurah says also. It's the tzorach ein off to cotton vav. Okay. Let one burn the shir. And the rest, you don't need a shear anyhow. Yeah.
It seems like they hold it better to go Mahadran than a Mahadran without those candles having a shear. That is the problem of Mahadran and all the candles.
Right, okay. Okay. That's the point. I think it comes out there is a Mahadran. So this may depend on our question, I was saying. So if you hold that the mitzvah, that we call the Mahadran candles, the extra candles, take on the same status as the other candle, so then they should have the shear too. Otherwise, it's worth zero, right? Otherwise, worth zero. Okay. Otherwise, worth nothing. On the other hand, if you hold that the other one's the only, you know, it's extra. It goes back to the time when I lit it. So then the question, but why? What I'm trying to add is why bother then? Because they're not going to burn a half hour anyway. Let's say I for the fourth night, so I have enough kids. So I fill up one all the way. That's going to burn a half hour. Good. Why bother putting anything in the other three? They're not going to burn a half hour anyway. So if you hold that Mahadran min and Mahadran min doing the you could say still doing the mitzvah. Okay, I'm just suggesting that maybe the hither candles, the extra candles, don't have the same din. Okay, because the ikkar is what happens in the time that I light. It's grander when I light it. So good, I'll put it. The silk pays to put it in, even though it's not going to burn a half hour.
And even though the original takana didn't talk about it.
Right, but that's the hither. So that's what we're saying here, that if we define hither as what enhances the mitzvah at the moment of the maisa mitzvah, so then it's worthwhile to put a little bit, even though it's not going to burn a half hour. On the other hand, if you hold that no, Mahadman and Mahadman is doing the mitzvah all the way, all or nothing, then there's no point in putting any extra. What is gain? I'm just suggesting it may, right. I'm just saying that it maybe boils down to that, our same hakira. That's
it's like the house and did they divide up the oil right, to have it all
one of the answers. One of the answers, yeah. I printed the beer, I grow on some top rays, I know his base, the last of the Omrim, okay? So he just says that it may depend on what this issue of the Mahadran candle may depend on what the reason for Beis Hillel was altogether. Was it so the people said there should be a heker? He simply points out the Rambam says that the din in Malan B'Kodesh. Okay, in other words, according to the Rambam, it's very good. Now the Gemara had two reasons. The Rambam quoted Malan B'Kodesh. That's why we go up like Beis Hillel. Malan B'Kodesh is perhaps only relevant at the moment you're doing the mitzvah, right? If it's a matter of a heker that later on people should see, then it should not be in effect the whole time that the candles are burning. But if Malan Bakoda, if you're saying like I'm saying, that according to some, that maybe the definition of Mahajan and Mahajan is at the moment of the lighting that enhances it. So Malan Bakoda, so you better light, go up each night, but after that it doesn't matter. It's just a suggestion. The Halachas Ketana says the Tshuva Chelek Aleph Siman Gimel 35. In Hidlik, now you have this could come up, okay? And it's again, you'll see it's a function of the same question. Shalta Odin, Hidlik Ner Rishon. A lot of literature on Hanukkah. You know, the Hanukkah is a tremendous amount of material, the Torah Shabbat Pet.
It's mostly Kohalik.
Right, and I, 500 minutes of the Beis Yosef Kash, you know what I mean? But the that's why I once saw a drasha on that Gemara. I didn't print it here, but my Hanukkah, the Tanar Bana, that's the answer. My Hanukkah, the Tanar Bana, people learn. That's what Hanukkah is all about. Anyway, so the Siddur Shavuot, right? But the Halachos Tanis was asked again early Achron. He was asked the following question, could definitely come up. Hidlik Ner Rishon, below Bech, I forgot to make the bracha. You know, there's a lot of tumbling. The guy lights the candles, oh, I say the bracha. You know, because four other people just lit. You know, sometimes Lana Hanukkah is hectic, kind of hard, a lot of people around. So the guy made a mistake. He lit the first candle already. Can he make a bracha on the rest? Okay,
same
or not?
Approach.
Same question. So he says, after Shekhoz Manchos, if we hit him, it's the Yesh Lavar. But it's the same question, really. Okay, if you hold that the mitzvah is done, okay, so then the mitzvah is done, you lit the first candle. Like anything else, you can't make the bracha on the lulav after you the tukla. Once we hold the Esrach upside down, there are all these patents to avoid the, you know, being a kind of mitzvah before doing it. And again, there's a machle, there are some sheep that can make the bracha after in general. It's an ongoing mitzvah, like sitting in the sukkah. But if one time mitzvah, let's say pick up a little, is a good example. I picked up a little bit, I'm done with it. Now I realize I make the bracha. So that's the question. You can't make the bracha according to many poskim because it's done.
Even if you're still holding it.
Even
if
you're still holding it because the mitzvah is the pair. So the that's the office katana. The prima godim says in the Mishra of Zavsim and Topresh, I involve Sif cotton bays. Okay. He quotes the Alachas Tana. He says, I'm not so sure it's right. Okay, I'm not so sure because how can you make the bracha? The rest of the candles was the last line. It's not the mitzvah anymore. The mitzvah is done. That's what Pichodesh says also. Pichodesh has a different interesting question. He has this question. Okay? He says, it's the seventh night. You can definitely see this happening. The seventh night of Pichodesh. It was the seventh night of Hanukkah. And the guy made a mistake, only lit six candles. He got mixed up, he only put in six candles. And they're singing a Moses Torah, and one of the kids knows, only lit six. So, and by the way, there's no, this is not like Chris, only have to say, well, last night we lit five. That's just, you know, we can talk about it, right? So the Prima Godim, right, so the Prima Chodesh, rather, was it. It's in the top race, Ayin Beis, the Beis. So now I realize I want to fix it up, so I want to put the seventh one in. Okay, do I make a bracha? It wasn't there or not. And he says, Veishavti came in the midst of Chanukah and Eilishu Beiso, the enough the matter comes from Hidr, lo boy lebrucha. You can't make the bracha anymore. It's done. Even though you made a mistake. Now the Bekiva Eger has a tshuva in Madura Tanyana. It's similar. Okay, it relates. Okay. But anyway, be that as it may, Bekiva Eger, because by the way, we have this Shiloh in many homes. A guy on Friday called me also. He's working late. Okay. He's going to come home at 10:30. All right. And his wife wants to light early. He's going to go to bed or whatever. So she's going to light. Now he's and so at the rest of the man, a tick tock, a five, whatever. That. Now he comes home and he wants to light later on. So can he do it with a bracha? So it's part of the same issue that Rekiv Eger talked about. Okay, in Siman Yud Gimel Madura Tzinyana. It comes up on the whole time, it's not uncommon, that type of Shaila. I think the regular Ashkenazic practice is that we do. We do rely on the Mahad, because we assume that Mahadim Nahadim means the more the merrier. So someone else does it later.
A break in between the
bars
and the
marriage. It's no different than a guy who's away, right? So I'm just saying, I think that's the more. Going to wouldn't be. Game over.
Too late.
Yes, exactly right. Too late. Absolutely. So I'm saying it may revolve around the same question. The only thing is that they say that someone else besides the Madlik should be awake. I remember one time I came home very late. I was at a chas or something like that. So it was one in the morning. I had lit because I was out of town, whatever it was. So I certainly want to wake my wife up. I knew that wouldn't go over big. So I woke up on my son, son Yaakov is maybe 8 or 9. So I woke him up and Jake came out of bed, brought him downstairs. My wife wasn't so happy about that either. She found out about it in the morning. But okay, you know, because some say someone else should be up, but for a little while. But anyway, that's this shot that Eger talks about. But really, you don't have to jump to, again, the fact that we do the bracha. Forget about, you know, 2 hours later. Let's say it's at the the fact that everybody makes their own bracha by the Ashkenazim. Everyone makes their own bracha. What do you mean? The one guy. The answer is the more the merrier.
But maybe it should be that the second one, like, before the
first one
finishes.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. Okay. Okay. I'll still say, I'm going to make that case. Or someone's on Arba. If it's still going on, yeah. Right. See, that's what they want to clear in the Prichoda. Some want to say it depends. When this guy realized that it was the seventh night, was it the other six were still burning? Is just adding to it, or was it just going to burn next to one now? Okay, just to finish up quickly, Madura Tinyana of the Mincha Shlomo, someone's on Arba, Asimon Nunchet. I'm not reading Tana 39. You can read it and take this. You don't want this. Hanukkah has a lot to talk about. He talks about, he relates it to the person we need to question. I just want to finish up by telling two other possible nafkaminas, and then we'll conclude. Okay? The Gemara in Shabbos, I told you, the whole sugya of Hanukkah begins in Shabbos, Chof Aleph Min Aleph. Why? Because the Mishnayos in Bamei Malikin talk about what types of oils and wicks you can't use for Shabbos candles. So one of the reasons you can't use certain types of oils and wicks is because they flicker. You know, they'll go out. So that's not the way good. So you shouldn't use. So the question is, can you use those types of candles for Hanukkah? So the Gemara says in Chof Aleph Min Aleph 40, Amar Huna, Psilos Ushmanim Shomer Chom, Eimer Likim Ben Shabbos, Eimer Likim Ben Hanukkah. Whatever you can't use for Shabbos, you can't use for Hanukkah. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol mali Shabbos Hanukkah. But Tuesday of Hanukkah also. Amar Rav, my time of the Huna. Why? Kosovar kovs zokokok, because he holds that kovs, if it blows out, if the Hanukkah candles blow out within the half hour, not after it blows out, it's not a problem. But if it blew out within the half hour, you have to relight it. So therefore, don't use wicks that flicker and they're going to go out. And also, you hold mutal is tamish or plus. You can use it. And that accounts for Friday night because we have a general exer on Friday night that we use the candle. It's going to go out, so you'll add more oil and so on. So therefore, don't use those candles. And his second opinion, Chista says, you can use those candles on the weeknights of Hanukkah, even if it's going to flicker, but not on Shabbos. Why? Because he holds Kofsa, ain't Zakako. He says, it doesn't matter. If it goes out, it goes out. Okay? You don't know it's going to go out, you know, but it might. Okay, it doesn't matter. But he holds Mutal Shemeshon. The third Shita is the name of Rav. You can't use it. Right. He said, Rav Zera, in the name of Rav Masa, in the name of Rav Zera, in the Rav, whoever it was, Psil Shemoshon, Rav Chacham, and Rav Shabbos, Malik and Rav Chanukah, Bein B'chol, Bein B'shabbos. Why? Because number one, Kofsa Ein Zokokla, doesn't matter. Number two, you're not allowed to use it anyway. You're not allowed to use it anyway. You're not going to worry about it on Shabbos. Anyway, that's the sugya. That's how I get into the whole Shabbos sugya. So this question of Kofsa Zokokla, whether or not, if it blows out and you relight it, and then becomes a further question for the Friday, let's say it blows out on Friday afternoon, so before Shabbos still. You have to relight it then, because then someone will say, no, then you have to relight it, because it didn't even enter the right Zman. Yeah, we have no choice.
Never
entered the right Zman. But anyway, the Rambam passes for Gal Alacha, hey, Yidlika V'Kavsa, Eina Zoka Lika Pamacheres, and so on. You don't have to light it if you want, you can, and it's after the right Zman, then you can blow it out in the Chafila. By the way, many people do that. They want to leave fire burning in the house after they leave the house. After a half hour, they'll blow it out. That's okay. So Rambam says it also, Hofrei Shine Gimelson Bay. So the And I'm going to Avram adds in the Kohen Beis, of course, you shouldn't put it in a place where it's going to blow out. Don't put it by a windy area. But it's interesting that Poskim discussed, all right, I don't have the time to go into it now because it's late, but you can read it over, and it may relate to this question. Because he talks about Shabbos. Okay, what if it's before Kabbalah Shabbos? So there, the Taz writes in the Kohen Beis that you should relight it, not with a bracha, but you should relight it. The Sasemes, and his commentary on Shabbos, of Kohen Beis, the Ksav Sofer and Tshuva, or Chaim Kuflam Adult, you have to relight the Mahajan ones, why not? You know, if you hold the Arab Shabbos, Kofsa Zokokla,
that's the same question.
Does the hider, you know, does it become part of the mitzvah, so to speak? May revolve around the same question. And the final issue may revolve around that question is the issue of Madlikin Mener Lener. Can I use one Hanukkah candle to light another Hanukkah candle? So we paskin that Mutter Lahadlik, look in the Sugis and Kofes and all, the Rabbi paskin for Gdala Patez. Mutter lahadlik ner chanukah ner chanukah acher, okay. But the rabbi adds the ayday, but not ayday kisla, kinsa, okay. That's a machlok because they have to be the same status. So the question is, can you light, can you use the regular candle to light the mahadlik candle?
Because of the status
so
issue.
That's what the mishabur talks about. Another chanukah talks about. Talk for yishayin dalek. That's the same question as us. Does the hither candles take on the same din with regard to this matter of Malika Nel and Er? So those are some nafkaminas. But the bottom line, what I'm suggesting, all this might, okay, revolve around this question of what the nature, so to speak, of the Mahajan, Mina Mahajan is. Is it a din? And somehow, it's the more people doing it, And therefore, really, it's the exact same status as the mitzvah of the candles. And you don't have to put it all together. You don't have to say it all goes together. I acknowledge it. But it seems to me that if mahadin, minim mahadin means more people doing the mitzvah, and the candles have to burn, and all the candles have to burn. The mahadin candles, the same. It's a new chalos for each person, so to speak. And the mahadin candles take on the status of everything else. Or you could say, no, the mahadin, I want to say in the Rambam, I want to say perhaps in others, that at the moment that you light it, that's what's important because it's biased. And somehow the amount of people in the bias makes it bigger. Maybe it's because of Pursuman Yisrael, Shalom Zaman, whatever the reason would be. But after that, after you lit it, then it's okay. Then it doesn't matter if it blows out. Then it doesn't have the same status public in there. And the Nachman I wouldn't be able to do it because it doesn't contribute to the house. Maybe all these disputes revolve around that question. Next week, I'll speak about Hanukkah, but we'll delay the starting time because people have to light Hanukkah candles.
They have to light more.
Okay.
What about Nehemiah?
We'll dive in further.